Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Friends and neighbors, we want to welcome you this morning to Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. I'm your host, Kenny Westmoreland, and it's good to be back after being away from this show for an extended period of time. This program comes to you each week at this time on 101.5 Kicks Country, and the purpose of it is to inform the people of Clay County of local happenings, events, and general information pertaining to our county, Springs to Willow Grove, and all points in between. In addition to some local news, we are privileged to have some special guests on our show this morning. And so we thank you for listening and for being a part of today's show. We're glad that you've chosen to hang out on the corner with us today, and we will be back in just a few moments.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to call, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
Needs to be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Yep.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
All right, welcome back this morning to Clay County Corner, the show that is all things Clay County. We know that basketball season is right around the corner, and people here in Clay County are excited at the 2016-2017 basketball season that is about to be upon us. And our first guest this morning is a gentleman who is well-known in the Upper Cumberland area, and this is our basketball coach, Coach Rob Edwards of the Clay County Bulldogs. And Coach Edwards, we want to thank you for agreeing to be here and for coming on down to the corner this morning.
Well, thanks for having me, Kenny. I appreciate a chance to get out and spread around a little basketball stuff and get people excited about the season.
Well, I know people are excited. I want to talk about something that you've recently received. I just want to recognize this. I want to congratulate you on recently being awarded the 2016 Coach of the Year Award. That's quite an honor and quite an achievement. And so what I can say about that is job well done. Well done.
Well, thank you, Kenny. You know, all the credit for that needs to go to these kids that play. Good players make good coaches. So, you know, I was fortunate enough to have some good players through the years, so especially this past season.
Well, thank you for your leadership and your capacity in that job. And getting back to basketball season, I know that people, as I said a moment ago, they're getting geared up for the season and people are excited. One thing I want to ask you, I know that there's a lot of time between March and the basketball season starting next month. What some of the activities that the team have been engaged in over the summer? What have they been in camps or tournaments or have they in any exhibition games, anything like that you can think of?
Well, once the season's over, we take some time off, as we did last spring. And then our guys get in for some individual workouts. Some of them play on different AAU teams that travel. These guys have traveled all over the Southeast this past summer and played, I know especially some of our sophomores and freshmen, some of the young guys. And then Tyreek played on a team out of East Tennessee that traveled to Indianapolis, Greensboro, North Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia, and played in several tournaments there. So beyond that, we have tryouts and for next season. And we attended some camps. We went to Eagleville. We went to Western Kentucky, Tennessee Tech, and had a pretty successful summer. Had a really good summer. A lot of young guys got a lot of minutes and filled some roles that I was a little bit concerned about with losing the folks that we lost last year. So, had a great summer. And in the fall, when school started back, you know, we have open gyms and. And right now we're in the middle of our conditioning regimen, and we've been conditioning, running, and doing plyometrics, and just trying to get ready for practice to kick off 1st of November.
All right. Well, sounds good. It sounds like basketball is really a year-round thing rather than just a few months, but I know the boys are getting excited about it and looking forward to the season. I know people in the community are. I've been hearing talk about it as I go places and meet with people. But as people look to the forthcoming season, I think that on the team that there's one person in particular that all eyes are really focusing on, and that's your senior, Tyreek Key. And what an incredible young man and a talent he is. And he's exciting to watch, and his performances truly motivate and electrify the crowd. If you would, tell us a little bit about Tyreek and just what you expect out of him his senior year and his prospects.
Well, Tyreek is a kid that doesn't come along very often. You know, a lot of coaches may coach 25, 30 years and never have a player as good as him and may never have a kid as good as him. He is an entire package. Great character kid, gets it done in the classroom, and obviously gets it done on the floor as well. But, you know, as far as expectations for him, we just expect him to play. He's, in the Upper Cumberland, there's no doubt in my mind he's the best player in the Upper Cumberland at this time right now. We just expect him to play and to lead us. He's going to have to be a vocal leader as a senior. And he has some guys go along with him that are seniors, too, who are going to help out in that role. And we'll talk a little bit about them here in a little bit. But just as far as Tyreek, you know, I can't really say enough about him. He's just a phenomenal kid, and I'm just fortunate to be able to have him as a player.
I know that he's a very good young man, a very moral young man, and very thankful for all of that. And I know that one question that I'm hearing right now is with his being a senior is that there are a lot of eyes that are currently on him, that schools are coming in and that people are scouting him and watching him. But I think I want to turn the question around and go in a different direction. Is he looking at anyone at a particular school?
Well, he, like you said, he has several opportunities in front of him, a lot of good opportunities for a free education at a Division I school where he can play on a high level. As the one coach told me just a couple weeks ago, after he met Tyreek and met his mom, he said, he's just like out of a movie, coach. It's just like a dream. He said, the guy has everything. He's skilled and he's a good kid. And, we don't have to, he's one of those guys that we want on our team. So we don't have to worry where he's at 2:00 in the morning. And Tyreek is definitely one of those guys. But back to your question, Tyreek had, I think it was 10 Division I offers for a full scholarship to play basketball and get a free education. Tomorrow at 2:30 at the high school in the gymnasium, he's going to announce to the student body and to anybody that wants to come. Yeah, it'll be no charge, but if anybody in the public wanted to come and witness, be there for that. He's going to announce his decision on where he's going to attend college. And one couple really good things about that, he's going to get that off of his shoulders. That's kind of been a burden all summer long. He and I both have had, and his mom as well, have had coaches calling and texting and really just wearing him out.
I can understand.
You know. So making that announcement and getting that burden off his shoulders is going to be big. And that's going to, number two, that's going to allow him to enjoy his senior year of high school and get that over with and sign early with somebody.
I can imagine that would be causing a lot of pressure for him and a lot of distraction. And so just to get that off his shoulder and put it behind him, that would make a huge difference in his basketball career. Well, we wish him all the best and congratulate him on his decision tomorrow, and I'm certain it's going to be a good one. But another thing I want to ask about this year is who are some of your up-and-coming talents this year? I know you mentioned that you had a lot of young men that have been on a travel team that's been getting a lot of time, and I know you have to have some that's chomping at the bits to have the opportunity to start and such. Who are some of these young men that you would say are up and coming on the team?
Well, I'll first talk a little bit about the other seniors who are going to play huge roles for us and played big roles last season as well. Our other three seniors outside of Tyreek are Dawson Russell, Peyton Smith, and Braden Moss. Now, of course, Dawson played last year and probably took more charges in one season than any kid I've ever had in 17 years. So played a very big role. You know, it kind of frees us up. We can put a lot of pressure in the backcourt, and we know that even if we get beat, we've got a good chance of getting a turnover just because Dawson will sit there and take a hit. And he's just a super tough kid. Peyton Smith last year came off the bench and surprised a lot of people just making shot after shot. He wasn't on anybody's scouting report, but he'll be on there this year. So we're expecting big things of him. Braden Moss, most people may not have heard of him too much, but he didn't play his freshman sophomore year. He's had some injuries. So he's going to be with us, and he's going to make a contribution. I only have one junior, that's Seth Ogletree. He's going to do some good things for us. He had a good summer, had a great summer, is having a good fall, playing in our fall league. Several sophomores are going to contribute. Heath Kimes, Gavin Silk, B.J. Emberton, we have Sage Tiernan, we have Ben Bailey. Several of those guys are going to play big minutes in varsity, and if they're not playing big minutes in varsity, Coach Walker and Coach Strong have got us about 30 JV games, so they're going to play a lot of minutes one way or the other and try to get better. And then we have some freshman guys, Jake Ashlock's a big-bodied kid for a freshman, had a great summer playing varsity. Mason Sharp, he can absolutely shoot the eyes out of it. So we're expecting some big things from him. He may see some varsity minutes, but he's definitely going to play a lot of JV for sure. Will Overtree, Wyatt Burks, Bryson Bilbrey, they're all going to contribute one way or another.
Okay. Coach Evers, we need to take a break for just a moment, and we'll be right back with you. You're listening to Clay County Corner. We'll be back in just a moment.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
You're back with Clay County Corner, and we thank you for listening today. We still have Coach Edwards with us to share a few things, and I'm looking at a schedule right now, Mr. Edwards, and I see that our first game will be an away game on the 15th of November, but I've noticed that someone's on the schedule that we haven't seen in several years, that we will begin our season playing at Livingston Academy. I'm sure there'll be a lot of interest in that. That was a long-time rivalry with Clay County and with Salina High School. I'm glad to see them back. Anything else you'd like to say about the schedule?
Oh, not necessarily. Livingston, that's going to be a great game for us. Looking forward to it. And we only play them once this year. Hopefully next year we can get them back on the schedule and get them a home and home. We play them here and there. A couple other games to take note of. Van Buren County, they're early in the schedule. They're returning most of their guys from a state tournament team, so that's going to be a good game. Wayne County, Kentucky, that's Monticello. They're always tough. So, early on, we don't have a lot of home games. Thick home games on the back side of the schedule. So it's going to be tough, but we're looking forward to the challenge.
Okay, anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today before you leave us?
Well, one thing I'll say, we're hosting a little fall league on Tuesday nights that start at 5 o'clock. And what that is we have our guys playing that don't play football, and we're having players from Clark Range, Jackson County, Macon County, Smith County, several surrounding counties come in, and we divide them up on teams, and we're playing every Tuesday night. Now, we're not playing next Tuesday night because the gym floor is getting refinished early next week, but after that, we'll play the next two Tuesday nights, and then once that's over with, we'll start our regular practice and regular season, and folks are welcome to come out and watch that if they want to come watch some fall league.
All right. Well, we're so thankful that you've taken time out of your schedule today to be with us. And I would say go Coach, go Bulldogs, go Lady Bulldogs. And thanks for your service to Clay County.
Hey, thanks for having me. We need to get Coach Matt Walker on here, the girls team. He's going to do a great job. And maybe we can get him on here next week or something. And he can talk a little bit about the girls program.
We'll start working on that then. Okay, thanks for being with us. And our next guest this morning is Mr. Luke Collins, the director of the Upper Cumberland Human Resource Agency in Cookeville. And Luke, we're glad to have you with us this morning. Thanks for coming down and hanging out with us on the corner.
Hey, good morning, Kenny. It's great to be here. And, it's tough to follow somebody like Coach Edwards, but now you forgot one of his accolades. He was the 2014 Neighbor of the Year. He won the Clay County Neighbor of the Year Award in 2014. So you forgot that one.
Okay, that's certainly a good one to mention. I'm looking at your resume, and your life, Luke, has been one of service since you were in high school. You served in the National Guard for several years and joined when you were in high school. You served the people of Marion County, Tennessee as an agricultural extension agent back in the early 90s, and you served for 8 years in Clay County as the county executive mayor of Clay County, and you worked with the Development District, which is also a service-based organization. And since 2012, you've served the people of the Upper Cumberland and Clay County as director of the UCHRA, the Upper Cumberland Human Resource Agency. And I will start this morning by saying thank you for your service to the county.
Well, Kenny, I appreciate that. Thank you. But I'll be honest with you. I don't owe Clay County doesn't owe me. This country doesn't owe me. I owe this country, and I owe Clay County the thanks. And it's always and always will be a great honor to me to say that I was the county executive at one time and that I served in the Tennessee Army National Guard. So the thanks is not to me. The thanks is to the people of Clay County.
Okay. Well, I know that the UCHRA has a great deal to offer to the people of Clay County. And would you talk just a moment about some of the services that are made available to our in this county and to people in our listening area in Upper Cumberland, Tennessee?
Yes, sir, I would love to. And I tell you, Kenny, the Human Resource Agency is a great organization, and it's amazing all the services that we provide. And I'm going to name some and go over some, but let me say this. The main message that I want everybody to know today about the Human Resource Agency is we are here to help. And if you have a problem, no matter what the problem is, come to us and ask us about it, and hopefully we can help. If not, then we'll get you in touch with somebody that can help. So we're on your side, and let us keep helping us. But back to your question, what are some of them? Well, some of our flag programs that most people know about is, say, for example, our transportation program. We do across the Upper Cumberland 1,000 trips a day. Now, that's worth saying twice, 1,000 trips every day across the Upper Cumberland, taking people to the doctor, to the dialysis, to the grocery store, to the post office. And what a blessing to live in a country that provides those type of opportunities. You can call us at our number 243-3674, and we'll line up a time to have a driver come to your home and pick you up. We can take you to the grocery store, wherever you need. We can take you to Nashville, to the VA hospital, to the airport in Nashville. So, and hey, one thing that I want people to be sure to realize is this is public transportation. Just like the subway system in New York City, for example, it's public transportation. And that means that anybody can ride. There's no income guidelines. It doesn't matter. All you have to do is call us, and we'll get you on the van or on the bus and get you where you need to go. Our LIHEAP service, we help people with electric bills, with energy assistance, another great program. Our elderly nutrition, one of my personal favorites, the Meals on Wheels program, where we deliver that meal out to the client. Now, with some of these programs, there are guidelines, and you have to meet the financial criteria. But let's say, for example, the Meals on Wheels, if you're not income eligible, you could still pay us the rate, and we'll provide that service. We have a lot of churches, a lot of parents or children that say, my parents are not eligible, but I want to pay for them to get Meals on Wheels. And we have churches to say, well, such and such in our congregation is not eligible, but we want to pay for them to have Meals on Wheels. And sometimes they'll do it. Let's say somebody gets hurt, and they're going to be out sick for 3 or 4 months, a broke leg or whatever. And we can provide that meal and that visit to check on them for 3 or 4 months, or however long they need us to. And the meal is great, but that social interaction is so important. For a lot of people, that's the only face-to-face contact they have with anybody all day. And it's a big deal.
Well, I thank you for sharing that. I was unaware of that, and I can think of one or two people right now that from the Beach Bessie congregation and others around that might benefit from this. And thanks for sharing that with me today, Luke. As I said, I was unaware. Anything new on the horizon that you might be aware of that you could share with our listening audience today?
Yes, Kenny, we've got some great job opportunities on the horizon. The zinc mine in Smith County is going to be opening back, going to employ 350 people. Today, as a matter of fact, at this very moment, we're having a jobs fair at our career center, our office in Cookeville, Tennessee, and we have 40 plus employers that are set up there that want to hire people. And last week, the Tennessee Department of Transportation set up a jobs fair, and they hired 9 people in one day there at our office. If you're looking for a job or you're looking for an education opportunity, right now is a great time to partner with the Up and Coming Human Resource Agency. We'll help you with writing a resume. We'll help you with how to prepare for a job interview. We'll help you get to school and help you get the things that you need to be successful. I cannot think of any other time in our history when there's more opportunities to go to school and to better yourself. So be sure to take full advantage of the services that we provide, because we make a difference every day. There's no doubt about it.
Okay, well, the jobs fair should be of great interest to people in our area, because of people looking for work, and not only are people listening in this county, but other counties around the area. So thanks for that announcement today, and especially hearing that the zinc mine is reopening. That is a very, very good thing. I know that will certainly benefit people of Smith County.
Yeah, amen.
But another thing I want to brag on you about, and hats off to you on this, is the cost-cutting measures that you have implemented within UCHRA. And we will need you to talk about that in just a moment. We are about to have to take a break. And you're with Clay County Corner. We will be back in a few moments.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
and we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
You're back with Clay County Corner, and we thank you for being with us today. Something we're going to do right now is that we are going to announce the birthdays that have been called in or taking place in a county over the last week. Dakota Scott celebrated a birthday on the 1st, and happy 18th birthday to Dakota from family. Sherry Barlow celebrated a birthday on the 2nd. Birthday on the 3rd, Billy Jean Smith, and this was called in from all of his family and his girlfriend, Darlene. Billy and Sue Cherry celebrated a birthday on the 4th. Also have a birthday that was given to me. William Collins celebrated a birthday on October 3rd. Dean Smith, birthday on the 5th. Herman Roten celebrating a birthday today, and that was called in by family and friends. Also a birthday that Sophie Westmoreland sort of celebrated a birthday on the 5th. Birthday on the 7th, Jerry Craig, it was called in by wife Sue. On the 8th, Eldon Scott, called in by his wife. And on Aiden Barlow on the 9th, called in by Nana Barlow. And two birthdays on the 10th, Jack Long, called in by friends at nursing home. And also Gina Edwards will be celebrating a birthday on October 10th, and this was given by her husband, Coach Rob Edwards. Birthday on the 11th, Evelyn Scott Farmer. And also Hallie Roten, birthday on the 12th. Shirley Brown on the 13th, and Jane Franklin will be celebrating a birthday on the 14th. And one that I may have missed is a 52-year anniversary on the 4th, Billy and Sue Cherry. And so congratulations to everyone that's celebrating birthdays and celebrating anniversaries. If we not called your name or if we did not, happy birthday or happy anniversary to you. And if you're interested in calling in and having the name on the air, just call it at 243-5574, 243-5574. And we still have Mr. Luke Collins with us this morning, and we have another comment or two from Mr. Collins, and then we're going to have our last guest with us this morning, Mr. Alan King. But Luke, I want to brag about your cost-cutting measures. I know that's something that is somewhat of an anomaly. We don't hear a lot about cost-cutting measures, but I know you found some common sense ways to prioritize and offer more to the people of Upper Cumberland. And would you briefly talk about some of the ways that you were able to implement some cost savings? And go ahead.
And Kenny, we sure have, and I'm extremely proud of the things we've done to make the agency more efficient and to provide better services for the taxpayers at a lower price. But in order to do that, now, first of all, cannot do that without the board. I've got to thank County Mayor Dale Reagan for his help and his support. Got to thank City Mayor Willie Kerr for his support and his help, because at the end of the day, the board's the boss, and Dale's philosophy and Willie's philosophy and my philosophy are all the same, and that's to be as efficient as we can be. Just to name some things real quick, our 2012 audit, Kenny, we had 15 findings, and then the next year we had 5, 4, and then 2 at our last audit, which is our best ever. Our cost allocation, which is a measure of efficiency, went from 25% down to 19%. And what that means, that's more money that we can have for the people we serve as opposed to money for, salaries and those type of things. Our phone bill used to run about $85,000 a year. Now it's down in the 40s, saved about $35,000, $40,000 a year. That's annual savings. Our annual savings in our office lease is $153,000 a year. And again, this is an annual savings. So it's hundreds of thousands of dollars every year. In the 4 years that I've been there, our fund balance has grew basically. It was zero. I mean, we were broke. We were about to go bankrupt. And it's grew over $1.7 million. And that's helped us a lot in that before we were having to borrow money to make payroll, pay interest on that money. So now, instead of paying $70,000 to $100,000 a year in interest, we're down to probably $10,000. Because there is times, because of our cash flow issues, that we do have to go into a line of credit. But anyway, certainly want to thank Mayor Reagan and Mayor Kerr for helping with that. And, hey, I've got to thank Sandra and Tanya and Penny and all the drivers at our office because they do a super job helping people and making a difference. If we got time, I'd like to tell a quick, funny story.
Okay.
Walking through my living room, and one of my daughters, Anna Ray, was talking to Allison, one of my other daughters, and told her that God had got arrested. Well, that got my attention. Something you don't hear every day about God getting arrested. So obviously I kind of stopped in my tracks, and I said, now, Anna Ray, what did you say? I said that God got arrested. He did. Well, who told you that God got arrested? Abigail did. That's her older sister. I said, she did. What else did Abigail tell you? She said, well, we were talking, and God made the sun and the stars, and he made the planet, and he made the animals and the birds and the fish and the trees, and he made Adam and Eve, and on the seventh day, he got arrested. So I had to explain to her, no, honey, he didn't get arrested.
He rested. Thanks for sharing that with us. That's a good one. I will have to remember. I may have to put that in my church bulletin. Yeah. But, Luke, thank you for coming. I know you're busy today.
Thank you, Ken.
You're pulled from 20 different directions. But we're glad you came down here to hang out on the corner with us. And we hope to have you again soon.
Thank you so much.
Okay. I want to remind everyone that October is a popular month of the year. And lots of outdoor activities. We're going to be having the chili cook-off on the town square this Saturday, along with football games and hay rides and other outdoor activities in the month of October. Many local churches are having trunk-or-treat events, and we know that Halloween is just around the corner, and it means that it's time for ghosts and haunted houses and trick-or-treaters and all those things that are associated with Halloween. And our last guest on the show this morning, we have with us Mr. James Allen King, and he's the chief of the East 52 Volunteer Fire Department, and he's going to talk to us about some of the haunted houses that are taking place in our county this year. And we're glad to have you on here today, James.
Thanks for having me.
You prefer James or Allen?
Don't matter to me.
Okay, I'll just call you Mr. King. But okay, we're glad to have you on the program today, sir. And tell us a little bit about yourself.
A lot of people know me from the animal service down here. We've been working here about 8 years. I'm chief of the East 52 Volunteer Fire Department. I've been out there about 13 years total. I've been chief about 8 years of that. Assistant chief before that, you know. I like doing helping a lot of the fire departments in the community with a lot of training and stuff. I don't know what I can tell you about myself. Grew up here.
Well, one thing I want to ask you, I know you're on here to tell us about some fundraising activities that are taking place during the month of October here in Clay County. And you're here to tell us about a haunted house today, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, where will this haunted house be? Where can give us some input on that.
All right, it'll be at Mount Vernon Volunteer Fire Department, where it'll be on the west end out, off Baggerton Road. Turns off 52 is coming out of the line, left on Baggerton Road, about 4 miles out. We're helping them put this on, I guess you would say, kind of going in and helping them.
Mount Vernon in the west end of county, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, do you have an exact street address? Will there be signs that will be put up for people to be able to find this haunted house?
There's a lit-up sign out there at the fire department. The address will be 4029 Baggerton Road. Of course, that will be Redbone Springs if you put in GPS.
Okay. What are the dates that this haunted house will be taking place?
October 7th and 8th, which that's this weekend, Friday and Saturday, 14th and 15th, 21st, 22nd, and the 28th and 29th, every weekend this month.
Okay. Is it going to be like a haunted hayride, or will you just go through a house, or will you go through a woods, or will it be a combination?
It's going to be a combination. You meet there at the fire department. They'll be selling concessions of food and stuff there. You'll have to wait on a hayride. One of the hayrides will come through and pick you up. They'll set you up in groups. Get on the hayride, ride about three-quarters of a mile ride on the hayride to the haunted woods. You'll get off of the hayride. We'll set you up in groups. You'll go through the haunted woods, through the haunted house, cemetery. There's a couple different activities in there. It'll take you probably 15, 20 minutes to go through it.
I know that I was at one time over in Jackson County, and it went out like about every 15 minutes. Is it going to be something like that?
Exact same thing.
Well, I know that out there on the edge of the county in the West End, that you'll have people coming from Solana. You'll have people coming from probably in the Macon County and over in Monroe County and such. And so hopefully there's going to be a large turnout for this. And I know that the purpose behind this is fundraising, that it's not going into anyone's pocket, that it's going to, the money made is going to go back as a service to the county. What will the proceeds be going toward this year, sir?
This year, Mount Vernon bought a truck. It's not a new one. It was a used one. Of course, they had to pay for that. You got to pay for that truck, I guess you would say. And the money's going to go help pay for that truck. They come to us and ask us for the manpower to put this haunted house on, you know. And us and Solana Fire Department offered to help and help them with this and help pay their truck off.
Okay, well, let me ask this question. This was not something I was going to ask. If anyone wanted just to make a voluntary donation toward the truck, is that something that's permissible?
Yeah, whenever you get out there, pay your ride, I guess you would say, your $7 to get in. If you want to make a donation, that's fine. It's more than acceptable.
And thanks for sharing the admission. That's what I was about to ask you next. But one thing I want to ask you, are there any age limits or limitations on this? Is there like a minimum age? I know that I can't imagine someone taking a 2 or 3 year old, but is there like a minimum age for safety's sake?
No, we don't have one set. Of course, that's kind of, I guess you would say, left up to the parents. You know, of course, I agree with you. You know, some children, you know, they may have to carry them through. You know,
parental discretion.
Yes, parental discretion advised.
No height regulations or anything like that.
No, sir.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. I have some family that's coming in tomorrow or this evening actually, and so we might be able to come out and take advantage of that. I know that they're hoping to do some local things, being that they're coming all the way from Canada and just seeing what it's like in October. Our weather here is a lot nicer than it is there in October. I can tell you that.
I can imagine.
Cooler there a lot quicker. But let me ask you a question, Mr. King. Is there a phone number that we could call today for, or our listeners could call for additional information about this?
931-243-5352.
And so if you're in the listening audience and you would like additional information, or if you would like to make a donation, a financial donation, or if you have concessions or things that you would like to donate to this, all proceeds are going toward this new fire truck for the Mount Vernon Fire Department, and this is something that is of great benefit to the people of our county. You can call that number and you can contribute toward this. And another thing I was going to ask you is this the first time you've done this, or is...
No, Mount Vernon's been doing this for probably 18 years, somewhere in there. But they just never had, I guess you'd say, the people to help work it that we're bringing in to help.
Oh, and so there are others that are coming in from other fire departments to help.
Yeah, EC2 Fire Department and Solana Fire Department. We're all coming together to help them.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, so it's a collaborative effort. And,
yes, sir.
And so that will make a huge difference. I mean, the more the merrier. And we want to commend those that will be coming pretty long distances to be a part of this. And is there anything else, Mr. King, that you would like to add about this event today?
Just hope to get people to come out, you know. Like you said, we're going to try to get people from other counties. We've got it advertised about everywhere. That's the big thing.
Well, we're glad to be able to advertise it today on 101.5 FM Kicks Country and on Clay County Corner. And certainly it will be announced in weeks to come. And I'm actually looking at a flyer for it in front of me, 4029 Beckton Road. And I will announce this again in the last few minutes of our show.
I appreciate it so much.
But we're thankful for this. And it's not very often that people can come out and have a good time. And the proceeds from that good time go towards something good. And I can't think of any service that's greater in our county besides ambulance service than the fire department. And that we've got these fire departments in strategic locations throughout the county that are there, and people volunteer and give their time as to help their neighbors in time of emergency. What a great thing. And I want to commend you for your service in this.
No, thank you.
And that you would volunteer your time. Is there anything else that you would like to share with us this morning in regards to the haunted house or to your job in particular?
Something else I would like to share. We're looking for volunteers to be spooks. People help with concessions, you know, anybody want to volunteer for a couple hours, anytime if they can, you know. We're needing people to be spooks and help serve food and cook food. So anybody's welcome to come do that.
Okay. If you would like to volunteer and to be a part of this, if you want to be a monster, if you want to be something scary, if you want to be something behind the scenes, once again, the number to call is 931-243-5352 to talk to Chief James King from the East 52 Volunteer Fire Department. And I guess that's about it for today. I don't believe I've ever met you before. We're glad to have you on our show, and we wish this all the best and hope that enough money will be raised to eliminate this financial burden of a new fire truck. And so thank you for coming out and being with us this morning on
Thanks for having me.
County Corner. And we hope for some happy haunted times out there over the next 4 weekends. One other question. Would it be canceled in case of rain? That's something I failed to ask.
Not that I know of. Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Rain or shine.
Rain or shine. If it's a rainy night, just put on a wetsuit or put something on and just be ready to have a good time.
Bring an umbrella.
Okay. And thanks once again for being with us.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. You are tuned in to Clay County Corner, and this is Kenny Westmoreland, your host, and we will be taking a break at this time. We'll be back in just a few moments.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with 4 simple steps.
You should be a walk in the park.
Clean. Wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate. Keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook. Make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill. Refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo!
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, coverage. Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Okay, you're back with Clay County Corner, the show that's all things Clay County. And we would like to once again say a special thank you for our guests that were with us today. That we had Mr. Rob Evers, the coach of the Clay County Bulldogs. We had Mr. Luke Collins, the director of the Upper Cumberland Human Resource Agency. And we had Mr. Alan King with us, who is the chief of the East 52 Fire Department in Clay County. And thank them for taking their time to come out and be a part of our program today. Also, we'd like to thank our local sponsors that help to make this show a reality each week. We'd like to say a special thank you to Clay County Cumberland River Hospital here in Clay County. We'd like to say a special thank you to Salina Health and Rehab here in Salina. We'd like to say a special thank you to our local Farm Bureau office here in Salina, as well as Tri-County Electric, and also the DQ Grill and Chill, which is located here in Salina. We want to say a special thank you to them for making this show possible, and we want to encourage you to commend them for this, and we thank them for the services that they offer to the people of Clay County. And if you would like to become, if you'd like to become a sponsor of Clay County Corner, you can contact us at the radio program at our number, which is 243-5574, and you can leave a message and let it be made known if you would like to become a sponsor of Clay County Corner. And this show comes to you each week on Thursday from 9 to 10 a.m. from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, and it's also rebroadcast later in the evening. Some other items of interest that I would like to mention is we certainly want to encourage as many people as possible to come this Saturday morning and to be a part of our annual chili cook-off here on the Salina Town Square. The forecast is for a very nice day with temperatures in the mid-70s and sunny, and it's always a very popular venue. And if you've driven by the courthouse, you've probably noticed the big metal cooker, the huge symbolic chili urn that's always brought down here each year. And so we want you to come to be a part of this event. We noticed that some exhibits are already being assembled in their picnic tables out on the courthouse lawn, and it's going to be a great event. So we want everyone to come be a part.
Is that big cup, is that metal?
That's it's cast iron. It's made of steel. We've got Mr. John Keaton with us as well. Yes, it is. It's metal, and they bring it down here every year for the event.
Well, I knew they brought it down here, but I had no idea it was metal.
Yeah, go out there and knock on it. It's welded steel.
It's got to weigh a ton, then.
I think it's brought down with a forklift, actually.
Wow.
But it's always just amazing to look at it. And what's even more amazing is that people come in here with their talents, and they're making this chili, and it's always a lot of fun. And you pay your admission, you go around, and you sample different people's chilies. And I'm not certain if it's too late to enter in a team, but
you know, they could probably call the chamber and find out.
Absolutely.
Chili's kind of like, excuse me, Minhu barbecue. You know, I mean, everybody's got their own little special technique, and they think it's just a little bit better than the other one, and so people take a lot of pride in their chili.
Absolutely. My grandfather did as well.
Was he?
Oh, yeah. And some other announcements that I have that of local things are going on. And we want to say a special congratulations to Coach Joe Noeds this past Friday night over at the Clay County High School football field. That football field was christened as the Joe Noeds Field. And so we want to say a special thank you to Mr. Eads for his many years of service to the Clay County school system and to our football team. And that was quite an honor. And we congratulate him on that. Also, I know one church this week is having a revival/meeting. I know that the Pine Branch Church of Christ has one through Friday night with tonight and tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And if you have no place to go, you would certainly be welcome there, different speakers each night. And I know of two churches in the area that are going to be putting on Trunk or Treat events. And if you're not familiar with Trunk or Treat, what this is where it's an event where people just literally decorate their cars and decorate tables. And kids come to these safe places and they go around and they trick or treat in a supervised and safe environment. I know that Pine Branch Church of Christ plans to put one on Friday evening, October 28th, and I believe that's going to begin around 5:30 p.m., and so we want to announce that. And also, Beach Bethany Church of Christ puts one on each year, and there will be one Sunday evening, October 30th, and it will begin about 5 o'clock. I know that some other churches as well will put one on. I believe that the Salina Church of Christ will have one. I believe that the New Hope Church of Christ also has one, but you can check your local newspapers and perhaps check with our local Chamber of Commerce to receive information on this. But this is a safe venue and a safe place for kids to go and to have a good time, and adults are invited as well. And one thing that we want to do this morning before we end our show is that we want to do our drawing for the ice cream cake that will be given away by our local Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. And this is something that we do each week. And we have Mr. John Keaton, who's doing our drawing this morning. And so tell us who the lucky winner is today.
The lucky winner will be, or is...
All right. Our lucky winner today is going to be Mr. Herman Roten, who happens to be celebrating his birthday today. And so... Hey, he won an ice cream cake on his birthday.
Perfect timing, huh?
Doesn't get much better than that. And so, Mr. Roten, what you will need to do is you will need to contact the local Dairy Queen Grill. No, go ahead.
No, what we do is we print them out a certificate over at the...
Chamber of Commerce?
Yeah, Chamber of Commerce, right. So it'll be there today at around 10:30.
Okay. And so just go by the Chamber of Commerce here in Salina and pick up your certificate, and happy birthday, and we hope you enjoy the cake, courtesy of Clay County Corner and our local Dairy Queen Grill and Chill.
When you go down to the Dairy Queen there, tell them how much you appreciate them sponsoring the birthday and anniversary announcements here. It's very important that these businesses that sponsor us get some local feedback. Because, you know, they're doing this out of the goodness of their heart and the goodness of the community. They believe in what they're doing. They believe in our community. And so when you do patronize the people, make sure you tell them that you heard it here and how much you appreciate them doing business with us.
Okay. Well, just please let them know that you're grateful for what they do. I'm only an occasional host, but I'm a regular listener, and I'm very thankful for this show. It certainly has a lot of potential and to educate the people of our county as to what's going on.
And I hear people in Lafayette that talk about it. There are a lot more listeners out there than you might imagine, because you don't hear this on any other radio stations. You know, this an entire hour dedicated to a community, it just doesn't happen anymore.
Well, it's happening here in Clay County, and we're thankful
That's
for that.
Right.
And with that being said, we are just about out of time for this day's episode or version of Clay County Corner, however you wish to say it. But we will be back before you know it, and we hope to be back next Thursday morning at 9 o'clock on this same radio station at this time. And so we invite you to listen back.
Tonight at 6 p.m., the rebroadcast.
Okay.
Excuse me.
From 6 to 7 on 101.5 FM Kicks Country. On behalf of Clay County Corner and myself, Kenny Westmoreland, we thank you for listening today, and we hope that you have a pleasant day.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.